Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good buddy Ramon Ray being back on the show, too. Ramon is a great friend of mine, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a friend of yours, too, whether you know it or not. He's one of the great technology experts, especially with regard to technology and small business. He's the editor of smallbusinesstechnology.com. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses and one of the hardest working guys serving small business owners I know. Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me, and sometimes that hard working stuff gets to you. I feel so delirious sometimes, but I feel good today.
I know what you mean. It's good to have you back, Ramon. Hey, one of the things that's really work that's never going to be over, and that is helping small business owners get the technology that they need. There's so much out there. There's some expensive stuff. There's some inexpensive stuff. There's some free stuff, but there's so much out there, and all small businesses don't, every small business doesn't need all this technology. They just need, they need what they need, but finding it, getting them to implement it, and maybe even paying for it sometimes is a challenge, isn't it?
It is a challenge. I mean, I was in New Hampshire just this week speaking at a SCORE conference, and I was able to meet the governor of New Hampshire, by the way. It was an honor to meet a governor. And people came to me, Jim. Several people, out of 200 people at the SCORE conference, were just kind of bemoaning the fact, websites is one example, that they have websites, you know, created 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and they don't know what to do to make them better. So it was interesting to see that they knew that they had these challenges with mobile technologies, all-day conference, but that many of them really pulled me to the side and said, you guys are talking about all this stuff, Facebook and social media and websites and mobile, but we don't have this, we don't know how to make it better, and we don't know how to leverage it. It sounds great, but we don't know what to do.
Well, there are two issues here. Some people might think that this is a capital issue, and to some degree it might be. But mostly, it's just an adoption issue, and maybe even just people having spent too much time getting behind the curve. I mean, if they've come through 2008, 2009, maybe even 2010, you know, hunkered down, then maybe they didn't, you know, during that time they didn't keep up with technology. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, and I mean, I think on a broad range of areas, I think just starting the basics 101 on your show, I think taking a simple email address, many people still have, you know, joannesbakery@yahoo.com. So point one, getting a simple domain name, network solutions, GoDaddy, whoever it is, that's simple.
And own have your own branded email address.
Absolutely. And
yeah, I have had an email address since 1997. I've never had anybody else's brand on my email, ever.
No, I agree. It looks better. You know, it looks more professional. Point two, I think many, you know, depends on the studies you look at, Intuit and others say half of small businesses don't have websites, but I think most mature businesses do, but the websites are still not looking great. I'm sure you see a lot of websites. Some look good, many don't.
And the thing is it doesn't have to be an Amazon website.
Right.
For one thing, it just needs to have a little bit of attention to detail on the SEO, search engine optimization, especially for local search engine optimization, and it needs to have a phone number that's easy to find with a mobile platform,
right,
and directions and what you sell. I mean, there's so much you see out there. It's like they make it hard for people. It's like they intentionally made it hard for people to use. You don't have to have, it doesn't have to be fancy. It just needs to be useful, doesn't it?
Right. No, that's very true. I mean, that's all, people just want to know how to buy what you're selling or contact you. And I think another point that's interesting is the aspect of mobile technology. We can stay on the web if you want, but I think that, as you say, every business owner should have a smartphone, fill it up with free or some very cheap apps
to be
more productive on the road.
Please do what Ramon's saying, folks, because you know that's what I've been telling you. Ramon, for 2 years, I've been telling every small business owner who would listen, and some of them who wouldn't listen, I thumped them on the head. Thumped them on the head and said, buy a smartphone today. If you don't have one, buy one today. Don't tell me they cost too much. I don't care how much they cost. You cannot possibly know what your customers' expectations are in the second decade of the 21st century if you aren't using a smartphone with some apps.
Right. No, that's very true. And I think another aspect on that then is the education part of it. I mean, again, you and I and others may know a lot about this technology, but as you said, we talked earlier, there's many small businesses who still keep their head in the sand, and they're experts on bread making, experts in accounting, but they don't take the time to just go to a few conferences, read a few magazines, look at Inc. technology section, whatever it is, my website, and learn a bit about the technology as it advances quarter to quarter. So not that you're going to be a guru in it, but you know what's out there, and you know what tools are available for your business, I think.
You know, Ramon, when I used to have Macintosh computers,
right,
in the 80s, in almost all the 80s and the 90s, mm-hmm. and early part of this of the last decade, previous decade, you know, they always came out with a new improved Macintosh. I never bought the new one. I always bought the one, the generation behind the brand new one.
Right.
And I got a good deal, and I was completely happy with that. It's the same way with adopting new online technology, new mobile technology. Folks, you don't have to win this race. How many times have you heard me say this? You don't have to win this race, but you do have to be in the race. What do you think, Ramon?
Yep. No, that's absolutely true. I mean, and I think that people forget about this, is that, as you said, I do the same thing, Jim. I bought Windows 7 only several months after it came out, and the same with XP,
yep.
because I just don't buy the latest technology, mm-hmm. but I know about it. I was aware that it was coming
out.
Right. So I think that's very, very important.
Well, and so, folks, I'll tell you, mobile and local are huge to me. If I were telling a small business owner to try to ramp up, I would say mobile and local. Focus on SEO, obviously SEO, because that's all part of this local thing. Search engine optimization. Get somebody to help you with that. That might cost you a little bit of money, but it'll mm-hmm. be worth it if they do it right. But local and mobile, what do you think?
No, I think it's important. It's ironic. In the New York area, we're having this thing called Internet Week, which is a week of
right.
all things online.
Right.
I had an event yesterday, 12 Hours of Tech. We had a RingCentral CMO talk about mobile technology.
Right.
And the people from Deluxe, who I think you know, talk about local
right.
marketing. Great
right.
presentations on how important they are as well.
Right. And by the way, Kirk Chaffetz with Story Worldwide is putting that on. One of our Brain Trust members is putting that on in coordination with Google. Speaking of Google, when we come back, you've been looking at a new device that you want to talk about, right?
Indeed. Thank you. Absolutely.
After these messages, Ramon, give us your website quickly, please.
SmallBizBizTechnology.com.
Folks, check it out. If you want to catch up, follow Ramon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.